Ned's mother has strict rules, especially about his room. Especially about me in his room. Even when she isn't watching the cameras, the sensors snitch unless we have both feet on the floor. She doesn't monitor him while he sleeps anymore, though. Ned convinced her that was creepy. Mostly, we touch after school. Nobody really works on the school paper anyway. It's just something to put on a college application. The office is close and dusty and smells of toner, and we misprint junior varsity basketball scores and next week's lunch menus as we reach for each other under the table. Even there, his cell phone alerts home if he gets too excited. After all, there might be drugs or a kid with a gun. If we go too far, alarms go off and Ned's mom calls the school to send someone to check. Then we have to scramble to straighten our clothes and get out of the storage closet in a hurry. Ned's mother is protective. She wants him to get into Harvard. Ned is allowed 15 minutes of phone time per day. That's when we say goodnight, and sometimes we kiss a little. The filters on his bedroom phone know inappropriate words, but they don't understand kissing sounds. I tried talking sweet to him once using my Spanish book, but the computer got suspicious and we had to tell Ned's mother we were doing homework. Ned's mother doesn't speak Spanish. The women who clean Ned's house speak Portuguese. Ned is taller than me, blonde like sunshine. My English teacher would call that a cliché, but he's wrong because Ned really is. He doesn't get pimples, so he always gets the lead in the school play, and he has a collection of 247 stamps neatly arranged in a black binder. All the girls want to be around him, but he tells me he loves me and I believe it, even if he can never say it aloud. We have a code. He squeezes my hand 3 times and I squeeze his back. Ned's mother thinks holding hands is okay. It doesn't displease God. I needed help to do it. My brother Mikey wanted my bike, but I promised I wouldn't put aquarium gravel in his fruity pebbles and he was sold. The car keys were too loud in the dark, but the closest we came to getting caught was when we started the downhill roll into the valley, toward the right side of town and Ned's. Because for those first 5 minutes, me and Mikey were outside at night with the wind coming through the windows, screaming our voices raw. Mom never even knew we left the house. Poor kids can be ghosts. It's 9.5 miles to Ned's, down one hill and up another. A night without sleep, 100 pounds of string and a week's allowance. It's all worth it when I pull the line taut, a tin can on his windowsill rattling by his bed just before dawn. Ned? Boys are a lot of work. But it's Ned and his voice, and love is a car with bad brakes in the dark. Shut up. I don't have much time. Tell me what you're wearing.
I can feel the heat of your mouth, though we're miles apart. I dream that I